Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA, I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland, and boy, was Twitter a buzz this morning. I am one of those people. I wake up first thing in the morning, I grab my phone or I grab my iPad, I look to see what's going on, and all of a sudden I saw that there's all this activity on social media. The president wants to delay the election, and I'm thinking, what? So then I pick it up, I start looking, and yes, I see that the president began tweeting early today about the possibility of delaying the election. So of course my first thought was, can he do that? How does that work? Never heard it before. Can it happen? I had all these questions. So I figured, let's find out if it's even possible for it to happen. Now, of course, I did my own homework, but by then, thousands of people had already retweeted, were talking about the possibility of delaying the election. You know, it is something that the president can tweet about, but it just doesn't happen as easily as a tweet. Yeah, it's just not that easy. Wilson Hune is a professor at Duquesne University School of Law. He is also a distinguished professor emeritus at the University of Akron School of Law. He has taught constitutional law for over 30 years. Joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And welcome to the conversation, sir.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Lynn.
It sounds like maybe we can stand down on this idea of delaying the election.
There's no chance that it could happen. You would need a constitutional amendment.
So all of this flurry of activity is for naught.
Well, that depends on what the purpose was. If the purpose was to make a serious suggestion and to protect people from the coronavirus, why? Then I think it's worthwhile talking about. If the purpose was something else, to sow confusion, to create a doubt about the validity or the sturdiness of our democratic institutions, well, perhaps that purpose has been achieved.
So let me ask you this. So Election Day is, I mean, it's designated, it's laid out in that it is it the first Tuesday after the first Monday? How is Election Day defined?
That's exactly right. The Constitution of the United States gives Congress the power to set the time and date of the election, not of the president, but of the electors, you know, when the Electoral College is elected. And Congress has exercised that power in the statute of Title III, Section 1 of the United States Code. They say it on the date that you specified, the Tuesday after the first Monday in November. Of course, that's November 3rd. The only way that could be changed is if both the House and the Senate pass a law changing that date. But there's another thing that the House and the Senate cannot change. The Constitution in the 20th Amendment says that the term of the president and the vice president expire at noon on January 20th, you know, 4 years after they were elected. Mm-hmm. And Congress can't change that. And, of course, the president can't change that either. So at noon on January 20, Donald Trump will no longer be president unless he's reelected, and Mike Pence will no longer be vice president unless he's reelected. And if nobody's elected, let's say, for example, somebody managed to cancel the election or postpone it past that date, if nobody's elected, then the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, would become president. But the president cannot stay in office by somehow delaying the election or canceling the election. It can't be done.
Oh, isn't that interesting? And I guess the other thing that sometimes I think in all of the politics of this day, we lose sight of the fact that our forefathers laid these things out because they wanted to make sure that some of the stuff we're seeing now couldn't happen.
You're absolutely right. They fought. They gave their lives, their sacred honor to fight a king. And they absolutely did not want a hereditary monarch in the United States. And when they wrote the Constitution, they were very mindful of that. And that is why the term of the president ends at noon on January 20.
And so this is your area of specialty. You have spent much of your professional career specializing in this. It seems to me, and I'm going to put myself in this category as well, it seems to me that we should all refamiliarize ourselves with the Constitution so that when these things come up, when they pop up on social media, which they tend to do a lot now, we know right away at first glance, yeah, that can't happen. No, that's not possible. I can move on.
This is one of those things where that is absolutely possible, where the Constitution is very specific. It's in black and white, and we know what the law is here. And by the way, the Constitution is our fundamental law. It's the law that governs the government. It's the law that all other laws must be consistent with. If something is not consistent with the Constitution, then it's void. If the president tried to do something in violation of the Constitution, the law would regard that as never having been done. It would have no legal effect. So, yes, I agree with you. It would help to read the Constitution. Of course, you know, there's other things that are in the Constitution where you and I can read it, and we might come to different conclusions about what it meant, you know, when we talk about what's equal protection or what is liberty, you know, what is due process. Those are all pretty broad terms, and our ancestors wanted us to keep those principles in mind and to constantly evolve them, but they knew that we would probably have a different understanding of what equality and liberty and fairness are than they did.
Indeed. But as I think about, as I said, I mean, I kind of reached over, grabbed the iPad, and then I looked how many people had retweeted just that one tweet. And I do believe if more of us knew what the Constitution said, we wouldn't be so quick to retweet it. I'm not sure, but maybe we would. Thanks so much for joining us today. Lots of perspective. You've given us lots of things to talk about. We appreciate you indeed, sir.
Thanks so much for having me. What a privilege. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.